Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Wednesday, February 12th, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, once again, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
And also, just like yesterday, this is not a Groundhog Day joke. Honestly, they just came back to talk about new things. I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly.
So the first thing we want to talk about is sort of a PSA for people who are very interested in this. It's going to be very big news. And that is Swift Playgrounds. And that's because Swift Playgrounds is coming. Andrew, you had this for us yesterday. It is coming to macOS, or it did come already?
It did come because it's already in the Mac App Store, which is great. Swift Playgrounds, I think Apple launched it in 2016, and it's a way to teach you the basics of Apple's programming language called Swift, but it's in like this fun, kind of gamey puzzle sort of way. So it's for all ages. But previously it was only available on the iPad. So now it's available on the Mac as a much more easier alternative than like Xcode. Mm-hmm. So that's some good news.
And I've done a lot of work with Swift Playgrounds as part of my AppCamp stuff. And it can be really, really useful. The first way is if you want to learn, they give you a playground and you sort of have a game and you have to program steps in order to make things happen in a game. And you can also get other playgrounds from other people that will allow you to walk through some concepts or, you know, lay things out in some interesting way without having to sit in front of Xcode. And anyone who does sit in front of Xcode will tell you having an alternative to doing that can sometimes be really, really helpful. And it does generate actual Swift code for you as you go through the process of building things in these. So it's pretty nifty. Mm-hmm. If that's a thing that you are interested in and don't have an iPad, or you just want to use a bigger screen because your computer has a bigger screen, then definitely go check those out. The other thing that we want to talk about today is, Ed, this is a piece that Charlotte wrote up yesterday about AirPods and how AirPods are it, basically, I think, when it comes to wireless headphones. There was research done by Counterpoint that says 41% of the wireless earbud market in the last quarter of last year was Apple products. And I know both of you have AirPods. I have mere mortal AirPods. And I know Brian has Pro. And Andrew, do you have Pro as well?
Yep, I do.
All right, so
I have both.
Well, yeah, I know you have both, but I knew you had the Pro. So this is where the two of you tell me why I should be sad that I'm missing out on the Pros.
So I found out that AirPods Pro can be a great tool to use if you're meditating. I recently took up this habit, and what I like to do. There's this app that I like called Nature Space, mm-hmm. and it's like this 3D, they call it holographic sound. So even if you're using regular AirPods and not AirPods Pro, it doesn't matter. You hear the sound all around you from behind and on the sides. It's really cool. And so I basically load that app up, and with AirPods Pro, it's a bit nicer than regular AirPods because of the noise cancellation. And so I can just like block the world out for 10 minutes and just listen to whatever sound I want through this app. And I found that it's really helpful.
Cool. That sounds nice.
That's very cool. I wasn't sure. I bought them because I could and because, you know, job.
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure how much I was going to use them. And, it's kind of like, hey, here's my used AirPods. Like, you know, I don't really want to give my old ones away. It seems weird. What do you guys think about that? We never discussed that. Not once.
About what?
Giving away your old AirPods.
I considered it. I mean, Maybe the next time I see one of my nephews or nieces, I can give them my old AirPods.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. They probably won't be too grossed out about having your earwax shoved into their ear holes.
That's a factor.
That's why I was actually asking.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if anyone wants my old AirPods. That's the thing. Anyway, regardless.
Well, does that mean you don't use them anymore?
I haven't been. That's okay. The thing.
Yeah,
me neither. I wasn't sure. Like, in particular, I like having AirPods. If I'm going to be in an environment where I want to hear everything around me, AirPods remain preferable to AirPods Pro. Mm-hmm. Transparency is cool, but there's an artificialness to transparency. Transparency mode is where AirPods basically use their microphones to pump in ambient noise through the passive noise blocking as opposed to active noise canceling, right? Mm-hmm. And that feature is great, and that feature can probably be a lifesaver if you are in an environment where there's a lot of noise and you need to be actually paying attention to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But AirPods remain preferable in that mode to me. And yet, I use my AirPods Pro all the time.
Okay.
Does any of that make any sense?
Yeah. Have either of you taken them on a plane trip? And if so, how did they hold up as I'm listening to stuff and not having to listen to the airplane situation?
Fantastic.
Really?
Over the holidays, yeah. Yeah, I was pleased. I was very, very pleased with my AirPods Pro on a plane. More so than, like, I'm a big fan of over-the-ear headphones, especially if you want really high-quality music. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've been spoiled and blessed by having access to a lot of really good high-end headphones. Mm-hmm. And that's great, but my AirPods Pro on the airplane were so convenient, you know, so small, so useful, and I definitely don't notice them once they're in my ear.
Wow.
So yeah, good stuff.
And it made the plane ride like comfortable and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you might be selling me. Well, when I wear, I borrowed Mr. Kelly's noise canceling headphones and took them on a trip. And I have a couple of trips coming up, which is why I'm asking. And I wore them, but after a certain amount of time, they start to give me a headache. And so I was wondering if part of that was the over-ear piece of it and if that might be alleviated by using in-ear ones with noise canceling. And if I'm going to buy a pair of in-ear noise canceling headphones, there's an excellent chance they're going to just be upgrades to the AirPods I already have. So
that's an interesting question. I don't know what's making you ill. I mean, you're talking about a headache or you're talking about like
headache.
Nausea?
No, headache. And sort of a general not great feeling, but it might just be because I have a headache. So that's why I was curious, because I've seen that there are some people who react that way. But what I don't know is if the answer to that is in-ear headphones or if it's just suck it up.
Well, I don't remember who wrote this, but I did read a AirPods Pro review where someone experienced the same thing, like other headphones with their noise cancellation made mm-hmm. them feel, I don't know, like weird in the head, mm-hmm. but they didn't have that feeling with AirPods Pro. Ooh. So I'll have to search for that article.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never experienced that, so I don't know how to directly address it.
Okay. That's good to know, though.
It is. There's definitely a different kind of pressure thing. Like, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of folks, and Dave could probably explain this better to us, but one of the things I think a lot of folks don't necessarily realize is that active noise cancellation is still bombarding your ears with noise, with sound. Mm-hmm. It's just sound that is designed to counteract the sound waves of everything else. But it's still sound waves, which means it's still pressure.
Mm-hmm. You're still hearing the same amount of stuff. It's just a matter of whether or not you're picking up on it in your brain, right? Because you're still hearing sound waves.
No. Sound waves are still hitting your eardrums, but they're being canceled out. So I don't quite have enough of a grasp on the science to go too much further on that. But my real point is that especially when you've got over the ear noise cancellation, that can I guess I have experienced some discomfort with long periods of active noise cancellation on planes now that you're dredging up the memories. And I did not experience that with my AirPods Pro. Okay. But that could just be me.
Yeah. Okay.
But I do know that AirPods Pro do have some kind of vent system, and I think that might be as a way to maybe equalize that pressure.
Oh, probably, yeah. Okay. So then, Andrew, what's your go-to use for your AirPods?
I mean, I'm definitely really liking the noise cancellation. The other feature I really like is the hands-free Siri feature. It's really nice when I'm, for example, washing dishes and I want to change the song. Now I don't have to stop, dry my hands, go find my phone and change mm-hmm. it. I can just use my AirPods.
Yeah, my AirPods have that. I like it a lot. So are you just sort of putting them in and listening to stuff around the house? Is that like your primary use case for yours?
Mostly, at least when it comes to noise cancellation. I do take my AirPods Pro when I go for a walk, but I put them into transparency mode just because I want to still be aware of cars coming and people sure. talking to me or whatever.
Yeah. But Brian, how about you?
What's the question?
Primary use case for your AirPods
Pros. I use my AirPods Pro mostly for phone calls. Ah. But that's because I work out of my house. Mm-hmm. So if I'm listening to music, it's probably going to be on HomePods.
Okay.
Right. So I don't know how I would probably use them for music more if I spent more time out of my house. If I was going to take a laptop to coffee shop and do some work, I would mm-hmm. absolutely and positively have AirPods in my ears. So generally speaking, but then when I take a walk, though, I don't know. I'm walking in New York, I guess. Walk. I absolutely take my AirPods Pro, and I absolutely turn on transparency mode for the exact same reasons that Andrew mentioned. But then I'm listening to music, and I mm-hmm. enjoy the sound quality. AirPods Pro are the right mix of convenience, fit, active noise cancellation, and sound quality.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the right mix of those things. AirPods Pro are not the best sounding earbuds out there. They may or may not be the best active noise canceling devices. The transparency mode is great. The venting that I'd forgotten all about the venting that Andrew mentioned earlier, and that probably is a big part of why I didn't experience any discomfort on the plane over the holidays. But it's the right mix of all of these things. Yeah. And of course the Siri, the hands-free stuff is great too. Having my incoming text messages announced to me, which is an optional feature, is
I forgot about that. Yeah,
it's very useful. It's good, but it's the right mix of all of the things.
Okay, and they're $249 for people who maybe have considered it but didn't remember how much they were. They are $249, and if you get regular non-pro AirPods in a wireless charging case, that's $200 or $199. So if you were interested, $250, I think, and I remember we did have Dave on and talked a little bit about other true wireless headphones, but I don't remember how much noise cancellation came into it, that they all came in kind of in that neighborhood, that $200 to $250 headphone market, that there's some really good, that there's some good value there. So that's kind of good to know, because that kind of stuff gets really expensive in a hurry. I know particularly with the over ears, that's probably something Brian can attest to as a person with access to higher end gear. It feels a little bit like there's sort of a how much is a good pair of headphones, how much you got kind of a mentality.
Yeah, sure.
In that. So I think there's I think that's I don't, like I said, I do not have a pair of pros. Like Andrew, I do wear them around the house. I do wear mine for meditation. I can just still hear airplanes going overhead as opposed to Andrew, who doesn't hear any of that stuff. And like both of you, when I go outside, a lot of times what I will do, you know, my own transparency mode is I just put one in. So I spent particularly if I'm doing something in my front yard, if I'm, you know, working in the yard or pulling weeds or something, I will have one in because I've had neighbors come by and like talk and wave, and I have, you know, and like it kind of gets awkward because I had no idea and they think I'm ignoring them and I'm not.
Transparency mode.
Yeah. So, well, I don't have transparency mode. I just put in one headphone now and then that's how I solve it.
You know, that's good that you mentioned that because AirPods Pro, like me and Brian are totally selling Kelly on these.
Yes.
AirPods Pro has this feature that you can turn on and off where you can actually turn on the noise cancellation even if you only have one in.
Oh, that's interesting. Is it weird, though?
I've actually never used it, so I'm not sure.
Okay, stay tuned. I wouldn't
say it's weird. I also haven't used it, but I'm just gonna call it as kind of weird.
Yeah, stay tuned for a future episode because now Brian and Andrew have homework because they have to go try the noise canceling in one ear and see how it feels. You are kind of selling me on these, mostly because I really don't want to have that weird headachey feeling after a cross country plane trip, and so this might be the thing that pushes me over the edge. You know, I need them for science, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah, the venting thing. I'm glad that Andrew had mentioned that. It's probably one of those little subtle things that in terms of like. You don't notice it because the problem that it's addressing simply isn't a part of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Apple probably needs to get some kudos for that.
Yeah, definitely. Cause I think somehow that came up as like, I'm a person who has a hard time with that. So we need to make sure that we design something into that. You know, there must have been some conversation to help address that as part of the design process. So whoever that was, thanks, because if it works for me, I will be really excited. That would be great. If you are an AirPods user or an AirPods Pro user and you have some killer use that we haven't covered today, definitely reach out to us. We are at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. We definitely want to hear from you. And I want to thank both of you for being here again today. Andrew, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Brian, thank you so much for being here.
Yep, thanks for having us. Good times.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow, possibly from a new pair of AirPods Pro. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.